We are learning Mesechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last words of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says, "Lefikach anachnu chayavim lahoidois." We have to praise Hashem, thank Hashem all He did for us, and it ends off with the word Haleluka. Omer Rav Chista, Zokta Gemara, on top of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Chista, Omer Rav Yechidon, Haleluka v'keisya v'yididya achasein. All one word. We know the word Haleluka, we have it in Tell him a lot, and there's a word in the pasuk in Parash B'Shalach, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka Mecham Al Hashem. So he says Keis Ka is one word, and Yedidya is the name that Nosan Hanavi gave Shlomo HaMelech. It's all one word. What's the opportunity if it's one word? Then it comes out that the Ka is not Shem Hashem, it's Choyel. So it will be Hallelujah and V'Keisya V'Yedidya because it's not Hashem's name. It's one word. That's the nafkamina. If you give meichik, you can erase Hashem. Hashem has a lot of nafkamina. So Rav Chista says that Hallelujah and Keisya Medidya is all one word. Achasein, it's one word. Rav Ama, Keisya Merchav Yo Achasein. That's all one word. And Rav Ama Merchav Yo Vad. Only Merchav Yo is one word. Others are two. So according to Rav, it's not a shah. It's Vad. That means he's arguing all the rest. Haluka and Keiska Yididka. All those words are Taka 2, it's Shem Hashem, but Merchav Yah is one word according to Rabbah. Merchav Yah Rav Chista Mai. What does Rav Chista hold? Rav Chista mentions three, and he doesn't mention anything about Merchav Ka. So what about that? So Mai, take, we don't know. Boilu, what about Rav? Rav said, Case Yah Merchav Yah is Achasein. What about Haleluka and Yedidya according to Rav? So first of all, I asked Yedidya. Boilu, Yedidya Le Rav Mai, Toshima. Da'amar Rav Yehuda nechlak l'shnayim. Da'ashma da'amar Rav Yedidya nechlak l'shnayim. The word Yedidya is made out of two words. Lafikach Yedid is Chayil. The word Yedid is Chayil, and Yah is Kodesh. So you see, Rav Taka argues on the Aram Chistel Gabi Yedidya. And Abay Lahu, what about Haluka l'Rav? Haluka l'Rav Mai. Da'ashma da'amar Rav Chazina Tilid Bechavivi. I saw the Tehillim of my uncle Rav Chia, the Ksivbu Halu Bechad Gisa, Beka Bechad Gisa. It said on one line Halu, and the next line said Ka. So you see clearly that Rav Chia held it was Shem Hashem the Ka. That was two different words. Halu Hashem, praise Hashem. So you see from that he argues on Rav Chista. He holds Haluka is made out of two words, Halu Ka. And this is not like Rav Shulman Levi. If you say Haleluka is Shem Hashem, it's not like Rav Shulman Levi. Rav Shulman Levi, my Haleluka, Haleluva Elulim Harbe. The Lashon means the Haleluka means Haleluva Halu Rabbim. Thank Hashem with a lot of praises. Now, this whole shaila of it's one word, two words, we explained. The shaila is it a Shem Hashem? Is the Ka Shem Hashem or not? Now, if it's not, what's Lashon Ka? So Rashi explains, while Rashbam is over here, all on Amud Beis, Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, explains you have a word Tachteha. You find a lot of times the word Tachteha. So here also, Hallelujah and Keisya and Didya will be like that type of word. It doesn't have to be Shem Hashem. And Lemaisa, what Rav says, he saw him in the Tilm Dar Chia, that's on two separate sides, so you see it was Shem Hashem. Not like Rav Shulman Levi, who says, Hallelujah is Lashon, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Rabbim. But the Rav Shulman Levi himself says, not like that somewhere else. Pligid day after day. Don't Rav Shulman Levi. For sure. Every whole Israel says, right. Here, if it's one, these words, if it's one word or two words, if it's nafkamina is one word, then it's not Shem Hashem. If it's two words, then it's Shem Hashem. Nafkamina gavi meichik is Hashem. Different nafkamina is if it's Shem Hashem. Pligid day after day. Don't Rav Shulman Levi. Basara ma'amaris shal shvach nema sefer tehillim. The sefer tehillim has 10 different expressions of praise to Hashem. Benetzuach, like we have Lamasech, Mizmal David, Benigun, Benat Maskil, Maskil David, Benmizbar, Mizmar Shir, Yom Shabbos, you have Bashir, Ba'ashrei, Betehilo, Betvilo, like Tvilo Laoni, and Bahaida, Bahallelujah, Bahaida is Hoid Lashem Kitoiv, you have Tehilo, Tehilo David, and all these examples, you have 10 different expressions of praise. Bahaluka, and says, God don't makulam haluka. The biggest one of all them is haluka. Why? Shekula, shekailo shem v'shvach v'asachas. It's kailo the shem Hashem and shvach v'asachas in one. So you see, he's arguing on himself. Before he said hallelujah is lashon halulim rabim. Now he's saying it's a lashon of shem Hashem. But it still sounds like maybe it's one word that they talk about that, but like upon him, it's different than he said before. That's not Shem Hashem. Here it's Bavuya, that is Shem Hashem. And then therefore he says that this expression, Hallelujah, is the biggest expression of all 10. Om Rav Yudah Mashmul, Shir Shiv Torah, Moshe Yisrael Amruhu, B'shol Shalom Yam, which is going on Oz Yashe. It says Oz Yashe, Moshe and Yisrael sang it, and Loshon HaRashbam is Teknuhu, they were massacring it. When they came out of the Yam, they sang Oz Yashe. Shaila is, where did Halal come from? V'halal zeh mi amru. This Halal that we have written in Tehillim, who said this first? Who was massacring Halal? Zokta Gemara, Nevi'im Shivanayim Tiknu Lehem Yisrael. There was a Nevi'im between them. It means the Nevi'im, some, we don't say who exactly, the Nevi'im after Moshe Rabbeinu were massacring it. They should say it, I'll call Perik Perik, which means on every Yontif. Every Perik means every Yontif that's Kavua. I'll call Perik Perik. And any tzara that shouldn't come on them was just giving them a bracha. They shouldn't have any tzara. But when they get saved from a tzara, they also say it al gulasam, on the gula. And Rashbam gives an example of Chanukah. That's an example of a called tzara of a tzara. Tanya. All the praises that are written in Sefer Tehillim, kulam David amru. All of them were said by David HaMelech. Shinema. Kalu Tvilais David Ben Yishai Al Tikri Kalu Ela Kol Elu. In the middle, because it's the middle of the Sefer Tehillim, the pasuk it says Kalu Tvilais David Ben Yishai. This is in Tehillim Ayin Tes. So it sounds like it's all over. What do you mean it's all over? We're halfway down the middle of Tehillim. So Kalu doesn't mean ended. Kalu means Kol all of Tefillin David Amru. That's how we're dashing that all of Tehillim David HaMelech said. Now, The Mashal already by Barnes that even though you find like different times that says about different Bnei Kairach and different things, he's just saying it was David HaMelech wrote it by Ruach HaKodesh. This is what they said, but the first time it was written in Tehillim, it was written by David HaMelech. Zog to Gemara Vayte. So it says, "V'halal zeh." It's interesting in this brayse the farshim don't buy varm. But what does it mean now? We just said all tefillas are from David. So actually, after what it means, "Halal zeh mi amru." This is machlekes and not. But said, "Halal zeh mi amru." Who said halal? So we have here different amount of amru about halal. "Halal zeh mi amru." Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Eliezer Beni, Elazar Beni Oimer, my son Elazar Tainas. That Moshe v'Yisrael amru. Moshe v'Yisrael said halal b'shosh olam l'yam. It came out of Yam. Sarts v'az Yosha is saying halal also. V'chalukum olav chaverim. But his chaverim is all to be necham argue on him. Loimar. David said it. V'nirin dvarav medivrayim. Rabbi Yosi says, I think Elazar is right. Why? Because Efshi Yisrael shachtu es b'shchem all the years from Kriyas Yamsuf until David HaMelech. They shechted the Karm Pesach. We know they didn't shech the Karm Pesach in the Midbar, but it means they shechted the Karm Pesach through all the years. They shook the Lulav. Amru Shira. And they didn't sing. And they didn't sing Shira. They didn't say Hal. So it has to be Hal was around already before David HaMelech. Dava Achar. Not a Taina. That Allah should be right. Because Pesla Shal Micha Oimer Bebechi. The Vayezar of Micha was in the city of Bechi, as the Rashbam learns. We saw Oymer as Hal, and they say Hal. In Hal, we say, we make fun of the Vayezars in Hal. Like it says in Yisrael Oymer in Hal, we say the Kemoyem, that the people who make a Vayezar should be like the Vayezar, who are a piece of stone and don't know how to talk, don't know how to smell, don't know how to do anything. So we make fun of them. So it's shver to say that there was Shasta's man when they had a Vayezar, that they sang Hal, that they created Hal then, and therefore the Rashi says that the laws is right that Moshe v'Yisrael said the Hal. Adam Hashah asks that Pesel Micha was around even B'shas went out of Mitzrayim. It came with them from Mitzrayim, so it was there also. So he says no, but there was Betzina. It wasn't Bebechi. It wasn't in the base Tiflus. It was hidden. Therefore, it's not a time. Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Shiras Hashbachas Shom David Sefer Tehillim. All the Shiras Hashbachas that David said in Sefer Tehillim, Rabbi Leizer Oimer connected Atzmei Yomron. He was talking about his own Yeshuas and his own Tefillas. He was talking about himself. Rabbi Shua Oimer connected Tzibur Yomron. Rabbi Shua said he said it connected the Tzibur. Vechama Yomer, no, it depends. You have to read the context. Yeshvam connected Tzibur. Yeshvam connected Atzmei. Some of them are connected Tzibur and some of them are connected Atzmei. Hamuris Belashon Yachid. Those that I said Belashon Yachid are connected Atzmei. Hamuris b'loshen rabim is k'neged tzibur. Those that I said b'loshen yochid, that's k'neged himself. Hamuris b'loshen rabim, that's k'neged tzibur. Now, a few more klalim in this. So there's certain things that are rabim, and there's certain things are k'neged rabim, it's b'loshen rabim, and that was k'neged rabim, something that yochid, k'neged yochid. Now they talk about a different l'shoin is what they mean. Nitzuach v'nigun. Anytime it says lam ha'tzeach, or it says l'oshen nigun, l'osad lavay. That's going on l'osad lavay. Maskil, anytime it's maskil, it's a togumun, like the Rashbam explains on the bottom kutazan on base, that maskil is a lotion of loichish, of whispering. So maskil dover was something that was said aidei a interpreter. So that's, we have lamatzeach, we have nigun, and we have maskil. Yeah, what?
Neginus is the word.
Neginus? Neginus, that's the word they have in Til. Very good, yeah. So lamatzeach and neginus, yeah. That's it. Maska de Torgumid. The David Mizmar. We have something as Mizmar and David, something as David Mizmar. What's the difference? The David Mizmar, Melamed, Shashar Shalav Shchina, Va'achakoy Meshira. The David Mizmar means first he got the Shchina came to him, and then he said Shira. Mizmar the David, Melamed, Sha'oma Shira, Va'achakoy Shar Shalav Shchina. If it says Mizmar David, what happened was he first said Shira, and then he got the Shchina. Because when it says the David Mizmar means. First, David had the ruach, then he sang, and if not, it says mizmar le David. He had to sing first, shira first, and then he got the shchina. Lam dechosh ain shchina shari lemetach atzlos. Shchina is not shari lemetach atzlos. If you're in a lazy mood, lemetach atzvos. In a depressed mood, lemetach schoik. Lemetach kalas roish. Not from litzonis. Lemetach dvar mateilim. Lemetach dvar simcha shal mitzvah. Has to be from a simcha shal mitzvah. That is when you get the shchina. I can tell you what's the case of David mizmar. So the In Yaakov says, well, David Mizmar, where there it said the Shechina came first, then he sang, because there he was in a good mood. He didn't have to sing to get into a good mood. Therefore, there he got the Shechina first, and then he sang the Shira. But Shainke, when he wasn't, he had to have Mizmar, though, first he had to have the music, and then he got the Shuras, the Shechina. And we see from a Pasuk, they need Simcha Shemitzah, Shnemar, talking about Elisha, Devata, Kechuli, Menagin. Well, you can Nagin, Menagin, Tilav Yar Hashem. Once we play the music of Tilav Nagin, Yar Hashem, and it's called Simcha Shemitzvah, Zok, the Rashbam, because he was doing it, he was scavenged, the Tishchinus Allah, therefore it's called a Simcha Shemitzvah. Omer Rav Yudam Rav, Vechain Ledvar Halacha. The same thing is, it comes to Dvar Halacha, you have to be in a good mood if you want to pass in Dvar Halacha. Omer Rav Nachman, Mechain L'chalayim Tov, if you want to have a good dream at night, you have to be in a good mood. Any, Pei Gemara, any, Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, you're telling me that, you know, when it comes to Dvar Halacha, when it comes to giving a shir, you have to be in a good mood. Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, Kol Tam Chacham HaYoshvei Rabbi, any Talmud Chacham, what means learning, Bechlal, learning has to be, you know, you have to be in a Freilich mood. Any, Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, Kol Tam Chacham HaYoshvei Rabbi, any Talmud Chacham sitting in front of his Rebbe, Ve'ein Sveisoy Sveiv Noit Vesmar, his lips are not dripping with the dread, Techevena, his lips should be singed. Which is talking about really besamim in the pasuk of Shir Hashirim, but we darshan like this: Al tikri shashanim, don't darshan roses. El shashoinim, they learn. Al tikri mar oiver, ella mar avar. Mar means the dreads dripping, and if he doesn't do that, then that's not good. So how can you say that he has to be in a Simcha de Gemud? It says you have to be Reses Vazir. You have to be sitting like with aim of a year. Like Kasha, Abba Rabba, Abba Tamida. Tamida has to be Reses Vazir. But the Rebbe could be Besimcha. And by saying, no, Hava Abba Rabba, both Rebbe. Sometimes the Rebbe has to be Besimcha, not. When? Like Kasha, Hama Kami the Pasach. That's before you start, or the Pasach after you start. Kiha the Rabba, Makami the Pasach Rabbanah, Muslim Dichsa, Wat Rabbanah. By the beginning of a shir, he said a joke, something milchus b'dichasa, about the rabbanim. So if Yosef Beimis said a pasuk b'shmaisa, afterwards he sat Beima and started the shmaisa. Tana rabbanon halal ze mi amru. Who said halal? Look, we had before, we had a machlekes if halal was said by Moshe v'Yisrael, or was said from David HaMelech. We'll continue with that discussion. Halal ze mi amru. Rabbi Lazar Eimer, Moshe v'Yisrael Amru, like before, it's the same Rabbi Lazar, pastor, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, who said, Moshe v'Yisrael Amru, b'shash am d'ayam. Moshe v'Yisrael said, b'shash, they were Eimer d'ayam. Heim Amru, they said, Loilonu Hashem Loilonu, don't do to us what you're doing to the Mitzrayim. They saw the Mitzrayim, they were drowning. They said, maybe it's going to happen to us. They're running after us. Loilonu Hashem Loilonu. Meshiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I just want to look at Rashi. But Rashi says what it means is it sounds like they're going to run after him. They're going to run after him, not they're going to drown like them. They said, "Lord, don't let the she run after us." But she don't worry, Laman, the covered of my name, I will save you. Rabbi Yehuda Emir, this possible love is going something else. And it's someone else said Hal. Who said Hal? Yeshua v'Yisrael Amru. Yeshua said Hal. When? B'shosh Omru Le Malchi Kanaan. When they were fighting the Malchi Kanaan, capturing Eretz Yisrael, Heim Omru Le Lanu. They said Le Lanu, that it shouldn't happen to us anything bad with the Malchi Kanaan. Meshiva and the Kadosh Baruch answered, Lamani Lamani Yasa. Rabbi Loza Hamaydoi Amru. Devarah Baruch Amru. B'shosh Omru Le Sisera. When Sisera was fighting with Devarah Baruch, they also said this possible Le Lanu v'Hashem Le Lanu. Heim Omru Le Lanu Le Lanu v'Ruach. Hakodesh Meshiva, Vaimer Shlom Lamani Lamani Asa. Well, it's Merzaria, Oimer Chiskia, Viseata Amru, Vishosh Amalim Sacher, when Sacher came to fight with Chiskia. So then also, they think this was Pesach night. Also, they said, Lelanu, Hemam Lelanu, O Meshiva, and Hashem answered, Lamani Lamani Asa. Rabbi Kiva, Oimer Chanania, Meshova, Zaria Amru, Vishosh Amalim, and Vukhanetzar Rosh, and Vukhanetzar Rosh just threw him into the H. Hemam Ru, threw him into the fire. Hemam Lelanu, don't do this to us. O Meshiva, Lamani Lamani Asa. When Hamarasha stood up against them, hey, Mamru, Lelanu, Meshiva, and Hashem answered, no, Lamani, Lamani, I'm going to take care of you. The Chamayim Neviim Shemineim Tiknu Lehem Liyisrael. Shira Im Raisa, I call Perek, Uperek, I call Tzara, Vatzara. Like we have before, that the Neviim, we're not sure again which Neviim it is, because all these we just mentioned, Yeshua and Chizkiah and all them, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, could be they were all, some of them all Neviim also, but come say a general term, the Neviim should be named Tiklam Yeshua to say how, when, Shioimri Mysa called Perak, a Perak, and the Yontiv, but called Tzara, Vetzara, Shloy Tovelem, and any Tzara that Chasham shouldn't happen to us, Ulyshaw, Kushnagolam, they get saved, Oimri Mysa Agulah, some. They say Halal on the Gula, and the example was Chanukah. Omrav Chista, Haleluka, Saif Pirka. Haleluka is the end of a parak. Every time it says Haleluka, it's really the end of a parak. Rav Baravunama, Haleluka is Reish Paraka. Haleluka is always the beginning of a parak. Om Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, by the way, you know, we have chagas, me and you, and Rav, you know, Rav and Chista arguing. Om Rav Chista, Chazinu Lotili de Bei Rav Chanan Barav. I saw the Tehillim of Rav Chanan Barav, the Chzivu Haleluka of Emtsa Paraka, right between the two parakim, because he wasn't sure. Am Masafkale, where it belongs to the end of the parasha before or the beginning of the next parasha. Om Rav Chanan bar Rava, Hakol Moedim, but Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi, Yevaruch Hashem Hashem Kosher Lom Ve'ed. So there, that capital ends with that pasuk. By the way, not Vanachnu Yevaruch Ko. It's not part of that. It's not part of that pasuk. Not part of that parak. But the parak ends off. Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi, Yevaruch Hashem Kosher Lom Ve'ed. That's the ends off. The next parak is Haluka Hali Nafshi Hashem, the Haluka that we say afterwards. That Haluka is for sure part of the next group. The next parasha. Hakomay Til Shem Da Pi Rakov Shem Shem Aved. The Haluka the Basrei Reish Pirka. Beginning of the pasuk. And the same thing is the Kapitel Kuf Yud Beis also. Kapitel Kuf Yud Beis ends off Rosh Yir of Echaas Shinov Yicharik Menamos Tavas Ushom Toiveid. And next pasuk says Kapitel says Haluka Halu Avde Hashem. That's also a beginning of a parasha. Lekuli Yamo. That's also Halu the Basrei Reish Pirka. And what about the pasuk v'sho'im de'beit Hashem v'chatz beis alekenu? So that is the middle of a kapitel. The Tosfos of Aron Ziv. Let's just say what it says. There's a kapitel that starts off halu ka halu Hashem halu avde Hashem sho'im de'beit Hashem v'chatz beis alekenu halu ka kitoy Hashem zarm l'shmeik inoam. So that pasuk gimel halu ka kitoy Hashem, that is also the beginning of a parak. V'sho'im de'beit Hashem halu ka the basrei raised pirka. Now, Tosfos of Aron Ziv, what do I mean? Sho'im de'beit Hashem, there's only two psukim at the beginning of that parak then. So how could it begin that capital? So what's going on? Zog Tosfos, Tosfos right here, that this is, those two psukim are part of the last capital. Shir HaMalos, Hinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem. And the new parak starts, Haluka Ki Toiv Hashem. Kroyi, the Kroyi means the people who are the Bali Mikra, the Bali Kairu, Masif and Afas Eilu. They added on more psukim to this. The capital Kof Yud, where it says Menacha v'derech Yishta Alkein Yorim Roish. So there also, We are saying the next, and Kufi Ra starts with Haluka Oida Hashem Mechol Leiva, which some people say by Mincha on Shabbos. That's also the beginning of next capital. Haluka the Basrei also is Reish Pirka. That's what these Bali Mikra are starting again. The end of capital Kufi Ra says, Seichel Tev Chol Hashem, Tehil Hashem Ez La'ad. Next passage, Haluka Ashri Ish Yorei Es Hashem. So that's the Shiloh over here. What's the Haluka? The beginning of a parak, end of a parak, we have Machlokes, Rabba, and Rav Chista. And we said a few cases are Kuliyama, and the other cases are the Machlokes.